But the color we're interested in right now is green, Craig. That's what we're going to look at.
Uh-huh.
The Green Amendment, securing our right to a healthy environment. It is written by Maya Van Rossum, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Maya. Thanks for sharing your morning with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it says here that you are a veteran and environmentalist who joined the Delaware Riverkeeper Network in 1994 as executive director. What is the Delaware Riverkeepers? What was their responsibility? What did they do?
Yeah. So my job as the Delaware Riverkeeper is to be the lead advocate for the main stem Delaware and the whole watershed. And, of course, that's not the job of one person. So I have an organization, the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, that really helps me fight the good fight that we need to take on for the main stem Delaware River and all the streams that feed it. And I've been doing that for over 24 years now.
What was the river like 20 years ago or so?
Well, the river 24 years ago, just as today, is a mixed bag, right? There are some reaches of the river that are really clean and healthy, like the upper reaches of the river, where we've secured what's called special protection water status because it is so healthy. But as you go down the river, of course, pollution increases. And so there are a myriad of problems then as now.
So you have written the book, The Green Amendment. What is the Green Amendment in your mind?
A Green Amendment is a constitutional provision that's in the Bill of Rights section of a state or federal constitution that recognizes and protects the right to clean water, clean air, and a healthy environment as an inalienable right, and protects those rights in the same way we protect other fundamental freedoms we hold dear, like the right to free speech and freedom of religion, for example.
Well, we all seem to want clean air, clean water. Who's the opponent of this, or what is the other side of this, I guess? Is it industry? I mean, who are we actually looking to protect it against?
Yeah, you would be surprised, right, that there would be some people who would be opposed to recognizing our right to clean water, clean air, and a healthy environment as an inalienable right. But there are opponents, and you're right. They tend to be industry. They tend to be politicians that are in the pockets of industry. And they make false claims about impacts on the economy, when the truth is, not only do we all need a healthy environment to live and thrive, but a healthy economy also requires a healthy environment. It's a false choice that it's one or the other. We really need both at the same time. And there are only two states that have this highest level of protection. So my goal with the book, The Green Amendment, is to encourage every state across the nation to pursue a Green Amendment. And ultimately, hopefully, we will get one at the federal level as well.
What are your thoughts on the U.S. EPA? Is it helpful? Has it done its job?
Well, you know, throughout the history of environmental protection in the U.S., we've passed a lot of laws, and we've had great federal and state agencies that have done some important work when it comes to environmental protection. But fundamentally, when you look at our system of environmental protection here in the United States of America, it is much more focused on managing pollution, managing harm, rather than preventing it. So while our federal agencies, our state agencies, and our laws have accomplished some good when it comes to environmental protection, they really haven't done the job we all need. And just to look at the headlines in Ohio makes clear that the same is the case in Ohio. We have Ohio leads nation in toxic air pollution. Ohio tops list of most toxic states. So we can see our environmental laws are failing us, and we need something better. When it comes to the EPA, over its history, it has done some good in managing pollution, but it hasn't accomplished the job of protecting us from pollution. And certainly today, under Scott Pruitt, we are just seeing a devastating, unraveling circumstance when it comes to environmental protection. So we need green amendments more than ever.
Can you tell us how air here in Ohio is so toxic, given the fact that 40 years ago, there was much more industry here than now?
It's not a matter of, you know, whether it's better now or worse than it was 40 years ago. The fact is, it may be better in some kinds of pollution and worse in other kinds of pollution. But we still have so much pollution in the air, in the water, on the landscapes, that it is affecting people's health, right? People continue to have asthma attacks. They continue to have heart-related illnesses. They continue to breathe in carcinogens today, just like we did 40 years ago. So it may be different toxins, but they're still there. And really, the goal is to get that air pollution out of the air. And there are ways to do it. We just need to pursue our development and our industrial operations in a way that accomplishes environmental protection at the same time we accomplish our business goals. And we can do it, but we need to accomplish it.
We're talking today with Maya Van Rossum. The book is called The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment. Some of the topics that I see in here represent things that we know related to energy, fracking, pipeline. Kind of give your thoughts on some of this sort of technology or this way of tapping into resources in the earth.
So fracking for gas from shale really is devastating communities, whether you're talking about Ohio, Pennsylvania, or other states across the nation where it's happening, whether they're fracking for gas or fracking for oil. It is resulting in air pollution and water pollution and climate-changing emissions. When it comes to energy, we need to be turning away from these dirty fossil fuels. We really do need to be looking to clean energy sources to fuel our present and future energy needs, and we can do that. There are analyses for every single state in the nation that explain how clean energy could totally support our communities by the years 2030, 2050, if we just get on that clean energy path. But dirty fossil fuels are devastating communities, and so too is the proliferation of the infrastructure, the pipelines, and the compressor stations that are popping up all over the place to fuel this ongoing dirty fossil fuel strategy. I believe the question in my mind is not, do we frack or not frack? The answer is we really shouldn't frack, because the question is, how do we create our energy? We need to create our energy with clean energy like solar and wind. And the answer is that we can do that. We can pursue clean energy options. We just need to be committed to doing so.
What kind of a commitment is that need, and how long are we willing to wait until the technology reaches the point at which we can all afford it and it's viable for most of us?
So it's really a matter of government, creating the pathways that get us on that clean energy future. And it is viable today, right? Clean energy options are there. In fact, I'm standing in an all-electric house with solar panels on my roof and geothermal in the ground, right? So it's really a matter of how government goes about the job of encouraging that green energy future rather than that dirty fossil fuel future. Right now, whether you're talking about Pennsylvania, Ohio, or beyond, we have too many government officials that are really just doubling down on this dirty fossil fuel future and turning their backs on really investing in the clean energy strategies. We need to flip that. We need to be getting on clean energy, because we can't afford the dirty fossil fuels anymore. They are expensive. They are not good money makers. They are not good job creators. And they are forcing people to very literally sacrifice their lives. And that's not a fair trade-off, and it's not a necessary trade-off.
Is it something that needs to come, no pun intended, sort of from a grassroots, from the individual? It seems like people are the ones that sort of move the mountain, in a sense, not the government.
When it comes to energy, we really do need the government to be shaping this change. Right now, they're passing regulations and making investments that are focused on advancing fracking and the fossil fuel industry, right? And increasingly are making it harder for the clean energy industry. We just had a few weeks ago the president, talking about increasing tariffs on the solar industry, right? So making it harder, making it more expensive. Despite the fact, though, that we do have government making it harder for the clean energy industry, we still see that when it comes to clean energy, that is the industry that's growing the quickest. it's becoming more cost efficient because it really is the better path forward, whether you're interested in the environment or you're interested in the economy. But it really is right now, government is working harder and harder on making it easier for the dirty fossil fuels and harder for the clean energy strategies. And we really do. As I said, we need them to flip that. People are demanding clean energy. People are, when they can and to the degree they can, are investing in clean energy or going for that clean energy option on their electric bills. But it's just not readily available for everybody because government is not helping to make it increasingly available. So we need the people calling for the clean energy path, but when we really get down to it, we need government to be passing the regulations, making the decisions, and making the investments that are going to advance the clean energy over the dirty fossil fuels. And when it comes to fracking, frankly, we need more and more states to do like New York has and Maryland have, which is to ban fracking outright because it is just too devastatingly costly economically on the environment and on public health to continue on that pathway when it comes to creating energy.
The book is called The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment. Our guest this morning, Maya Van Rossum, who's with the Delaware Riverkeeper. We appreciate your time. By the way, is this a picture of the Delaware River on the cover, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You are absolutely right. It's a picture of the Upper Delaware River, which we have protected in its beautiful state from so many industries, including from the fracking industry.
Again, Maya, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing your insight.
Thanks for having me.
And Maya Van Rossum joining us this morning, The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment.